Good day, everyone. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Network. Time for a pre-opening check of our markets here today, and we're going to have a complete look at all the markets coming up after this.
If you could suddenly get up to 5% better diesel fuel mileage, wouldn't that be 100% better for your business? Only Cenex Roadmaster XL Premium Highway Diesel has 7 top quality additives for better fuel efficiency and performance than ordinary diesel. So switch to Cenex Roadmaster XL today, because when it comes to maximizing your mileage and your profits, we're with you. Save even more with the Cenex Voyager Fleet Card at Cenex.com. Cenex is a brand of CHS. Farm equipment is getting so advanced, you really need an advanced hydraulic fluid to reduce your downtime. So here's the secret. Go for the green one. That's right, Cenex Quicklift HDB. No matter what color equipment you run, that green Quicklift hydraulic fluid will keep it going. Have you checked your manual lately? You may be using a brand that doesn't even meet specs. So for proven durable protection, always look for the green one, Quicklift HDB. Find a dealer at Cenex.com. Cenex is a brand of CHS.
Well, look for cattle futures to open moderately higher this morning, supported by residual buying interest and ideas of further cash strength through the entire month. On the other hand, the hog contract's likely to open a bit lower, checked by faltering carcass value and light bear spreading activity. Now, feedlot marketing activity will be typically limited today to the distribution of the new show list. We expect that offering of fed steers and heifers will be about steady with last week. Given last week's success in cash and futures, our guess is that asking prices will start about 120 to 122 in our part of the country, 190 to 192 in the north. A significant market test may not surface until the second half of the week. The cash hog trade has become a bearish broken record. Since mid-July, the market needle seems to hit the same old scratch day after day, causing sales to skip another 50 to a dollar lower. Look for buyers to resume procurement chores this week with yet another round of defensive bids. Processing margins are adequate but have certainly narrowed since early summer. The futures should also open moderately lower today, pressured by struggling carcass value and light bear spreading. Now on the grain, soybean futures closed higher Friday with new crop November posting its largest daily gain in a week following another big sale to China, the sixth such sale since last week. Corn futures finished a few cents higher but were lower for the week as weather forecasts bode well for that crop as it moves to maturity. Wheat futures finished higher for the day and a week on Friday after a French official said that country's crop may be the smallest in 15 years with the smallest yield in 30 years. Well, the winter wheat markets again were higher for the day and week as those troubles with France's crop made headlines. Rain also causing problems for Germany's harvest. Meanwhile, Australia and Russia expect big crops. Corn futures were about 3 cents higher in nearby months on Friday, getting some help from soybeans and wheat. The corn, though, finished lower for the week. We'll check all your futures right after this.
Since 1987, Superior Livestock has been bringing the market to you live via satellite and now also online. To learn more about America's leader in livestock marketing, call Superior at 800-422-2117 or check us out at SuperiorLivestock.com.
It's the new cattle drive for tomorrow day. Market your livestock the Superior way.
Well, on the live cattle futures, August was up 135 on Friday at 117.67. October up 75 at 115.52. August feeder cattle up 207 at 149.65. September was up 195 at 147.20. October hogs down 20 cents, 58.30. December was down 30 cents at 54.07. Kansas City hard red winter wheat at the close. September was up 6 cents at 411 and 3 quarters. December up 5 and a quarter at 437 and a quarter. September wheat Chicago up 12 and 3 quarters at 416. December was up 7.5 at 438. September corn up 3.5 at 324 and a quarter. December was up 3.25 at 334 and a quarter. September soy was up 14.5 at 988. November up 17 and 3 quarters at 974 and a half. October cotton down 40 at 76.24. December's down 59, 76.15. September crude oil up 75, 42.55. October up 73, 43.30. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Network.